These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chaser's on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm David. I'm 65. I'm a retired lecturer from Slough.
I'm Claire. I'm 28. I'm a trainee auditor from Stockton-on-Tees.
I'm Cameron. I'm 19. I'm a politics student and I'm from Norwich.
I'm Rachel. I'm 40 and I'm assistant project manager from Redditch.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's David. Welcome to the show, David.
Nice to meet you, Bradley.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, a bit nervous, but I think I'm going to enjoy it.
OK, where are you from originally? I detect a slight accent there.
Well, I was originally from Canada, but my accents kind of got mixed up, so everybody thinks I come from Cornwall.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're very West Country, but not at all. But how about that? You're retired now, is that correct?
I'm retired, yeah.
All right, and what is it that you did?
I was a university nurse lecturer. I taught nurses.
What do you get up to now?
Well, I do some voluntary work in the food bank, and I do a school governor's. I help out with that. Yeah. I was a politician for a while.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was the mayor of Slough for about a year in 2005.
No.
Yeah, and I met Prince Philip and the Queen. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I bet. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I plan to go to New Zealand.
Right.
I've always wanted to see the Hobbits.
Really?
Hobbit land. You know, I'm going to sit in a Hobbit house and actually pretend to be a Hobbit for a while.
All right, and you'd take your wife?
Yeah, I take my wife if there's enough money. Yeah.
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Liz.
Right, let's get yourself and Liz to Hobbit Land. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer's worth £1,000. You ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, Bradley.
Good luck to you, David. I wish you well. Your time starts now. What is the minimum number of groups needed to form a coalition?
Two.
Correct. Luna 16 was the first probe to bring soil back to Earth from what heavenly body?
The moon.
Correct. Chelsea Healy played Janice Bryant in what BBC school drama?
Inbetweeners.
Waterloo Road. In the 90s, what online retailer called itself the world's largest bookstore?
Oh, John Lewis.
Amazon. What new country adopted the flag of the former Czechoslovakia in 1993?
Czech Republic.
Correct. Lithification is the process of something being turned into what?
Into liquid.
Stone.
Oh.
Which Toy Story character has the warning danger jet exhaust on his back?
Oh, Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. Sarah Stevenson won Britain's first Olympic medal in what combat sport?
Oh, karate.
Taekwondo.
Oh, taekwondo.
Matilda of Flanders married which future English king in 1053?
Oh, that'd be William the First, the Pope.
Correct. Textured vegetable protein or TVP is usually produced from what bean? Would have been soya, but no
soya,
time
I
to
would,
get.
Yeah.
However, good start, £5,000.
Ah,
good.
Better than I thought it would be. Yeah.
Well, look.
Yeah.
Time now to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Cineman, so witty he makes Oscar Wilde look like the cast of Towie, or perhaps it's the Beast, so big I tried to walk around him yesterday and got lost? Could it be though the governess? Frozen was actually going to be a sequel to The Little Mermaid until she got involved. Or what about Jenny the Vixen Ryan? She likes her contestants and she likes her men at her feet begging for mercy. Or what about the Dark Destroyer? There he is, face like a cattle, licking a stinging nettle. Who do you want to take on?
Oh, I'd love to have Anne. You mustn't insult the woman I love, Brad.
Really?
She is gorgeous.
Really?
And I really... Yes, really. And there are new glasses before you ask. She is a lovely character. I've admired her for a long time. She'd be my dream one. But if not, I can take on any of them.
Shall we see who it is?
Yeah, let's see who it is.
Time to bring on the chaser. It's Misery Guts himself. It is, as we say, the mastermind champ. And legal. It's the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace.
Hello, David.
Hello, Sean.
Well, you can forget about a trip to New Zealand. You won't make enough to buy a Lord of the Rings DVD.
Oh, that's not very nice of you, Sean.
Unnecessary,
isn't it? That was unnecessary.
We'll put some
to beat you now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's put some money on the table, David. Three steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so, and change that £5,000 and maybe take a step closer to home, and the offer will be...
£1,000.
Thank you. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£25,000.
He's met Prince Philip, you know.
OK.
Yeah. And the Queen. He's met the Queen and Prince Philip.
Yeah. Now he's met me.
All right, settle down.
Prince Philip patted me on the tummy and said how fat I got. So you don't have that, Sean, do you?
Did he really?
Yeah. I'll tell you all about that another time.
All right. Have a chat with the team.
Right.
Rachel.
Ro, what do you think, team?
Your general knowledge, it seems really, really good. So take the £5,000 if you're happy with that, but I know that you won't be happy unless you take the higher amount.
Ooh. Cameron.
Well, that was a pretty solid first round, and not that I'm not gung-ho or anything, but I think stick with the £5,000 for now. We don't know what form he's in, and hopefully you can get back here.
Thank you, Claire.
I'd go for the £5,000 just to get you back here and to get some money started.
Right, thank you, Claire. Brilliant. OK, team, right, here we go. £1,000, £5,000, £25,000. David, what's it going to be?
In being so rude to me, I'd love to knock the smile off his face.
Yeah.
First one up, we don't know what form he's in yet, I'll go for the middle offer.
Sticking with the £5,000.
I'll go with the £5,000.
OK. Chaser.
What smile is that?
Mm. Yes, you don't smile very often, do you?
Not at all.
No.
All right, David, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. Which of these Madonna hits was released in the 1980s? A, Hung Up, B, Into the Groove, C, Ray of Light. You've put Into the Groove. You're a Madonna fan?
I like some of her songs, and I seem to remember in the 1980s was in one of the films she was in, Desperately Seeking Susan. So I think that's right.
Correct answer is... Very good, David. Step closer home, chaser's book. Goes right into the groove.
I'm well impressed with that. Ray of Light was produced by William Orbit. And Hung Up, you know, that was the beginning of the ABBA song.
Oh, please don't sing. I was regretting he might sing.
Really?
I wanted to avoid that.
Here's your next question. The Spanish language term quinceañera is used for girls celebrating which birthday? A, 15th, B, 18th, C, 21st. You've put 15th. Yeah, got it.
Well, for the £5,000 quid.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I... It was a bluff. It was a... But I've gone for it now, so we'll see what happens.
You've put 15th, the correct answer is? Well played, 15 is right. In Spanish, 15 is quince.
Yeah.
So there you are, well played. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right, 15. Here's your next question. Which of these events took place while Britain was fighting the War of the Austrian Succession? A, Pilgrimage of Grace. B, the Glorious Revolution. C, Jacobite Rising. You've put Jacobite Rising.
I'm getting confused with my history. I hope that's right.
Correct answer is? Well played. Step close to home. Jacobite Rising is correct. Chase has put. Yeah, goes also right with a Jacobite Rising. Remains the three behind.
Pilgrimage of Grace was in 1536, I believe. That was an uprising against Henry VIII's regime. The Glorious Revolution took place in 1688, which saw James II being replaced by William and Mary. And the Jacobite Rising was either 1715 or the 1745 risings.
It was 1745.
Thank you. 1745, Dave, was it?
Yeah. There's one in 1715 as well.
Yeah, yeah, but we're not interested in that one. We're interested in one that happened in 1745, aren't we, David?
Right.
The old Jacobite
There's
Rising.
A smile now.
Yeah. Here's the next question. Since 1996, a variety of what vegetable grown in Jersey has had EU-protected designation of origin status? A, lettuce. B, carrot. C, potato. You've put potato. You're thinking of Jersey Royals, aren't you?
Yeah, well, this is it. I hope it's not a bluff. But it's Jersey potato. I've not heard of a Jersey lettuce or a carrot.
Jersey Tomatoes were very
prevalent. The Jersey Tomatoes, yeah, but yeah. They've not come up.
No, they haven't.
So potato seems the most logical, unless it's...
You know some stuff. You should be... would you like to be a chaser, David?
Oh, I wouldn't mind, especially if it was with Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to meet up later. Go on.
What anyway. Sort of nickname would you have? Like, you'd be called the Hobbit, wouldn't you?
I'd be called the Hobbit, yeah. Probably be my nickname. Don't suit me down to the ground.
All right, you've put potato. Correct answer is... it is potato. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put. Also goes right with potato. Jersey Royals, here's your next question. One more, you're through. If you get this right, you'd have had two goes at 25 grand.
I know.
Seriously, good player, David. Here's your question. Good luck. Who won a Best Actress Oscar for her first feature film role?
Oh.
A. Cher. B. Bette Midler. C. Barbara Streisand.
Ah.
You've put Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, when she came on into the scene, she did Funny Girl, and I think she was so good that she got the Oscar straight away, and afterwards she collected others on the way. I think that's the right answer.
To go through with 5 grand, correct answer is... well played.
All right,
that's how it is. Good day, David. Very good. And do you know what? Along the way, some wonderful knowledge. Chaser.
She shared the Oscar with Katharine Hepburn, who won it for The Lion in Winter.
Right. Yeah. Fancy having to share it. David, I wish you well. You're through to the final, Chase. Right. First player up. Well done, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All good. All good indeed. Chaser.
Well, the minute he got the Madonna question correct,
yeah.
I knew I had a player on my hand.
And the information.
Exactly. I was well impressed with that.
Yeah. So there you are. However, David is through. Next to face the chaser, it's Claire. Welcome to the show, Claire. You're from Stockton-on-Tees?
Yeah.
All right. Whereabouts is that? Northeast?
Yes, northeast. I've not long moved there. I'm originally from Chester.
I was going to say, you don't sound like you're like a northeaster.
No.
Northeastering.
No, not yet.
From Chester?
From Chester originally.
So, what took you from Chester to Stockton then?
My boyfriend Barney works up there.
Right.
So, I moved to be closer to him.
Yeah, good. Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a trainee auditor.
What is that?
It's not that interesting. I just go to the local councils and audit to make sure that they're doing their procedures correctly. Yeah, exactly.
And are they?
Yes, of course they are.
All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I really like travelling. Before moving in with Barney, we didn't get that much time together, so we really maximised our travelling time with holidays and weekends away.
Brilliant. OK, good. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would go on holiday.
Really? Where would you go? What's on your hit list?
Barney's parents have recently moved to Italy, so we'd go and visit them.
Whereabouts?
They've moved to Tuscany.
Oh, beautiful.
So we'd spend some time with them.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to go to Cambodia and Vietnam.
Oh, OK. Let's get you off to Cambodia, Vietnam. Shall we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I wish you luck, Claire.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What first name links singer-songwriters McCartney and Simon?
Paul.
Correct. What famous train appears in the Ian Fleming novel From Russia With Love?
Pass.
Orient Express. The adult male of what Australian animal has poison spurs on its hind legs?
Kangaroo.
Platypus. An old punishment in the Navy was to be covered in tar and smeared with what?
Feathers.
Correct. Who was Chelsea's manager when they won the Premier League in 2005?
Roman Abramovich.
Jose Mourinho. The Richard Strauss opera Salome is based on a play by whom?
Shakespeare.
Oscar Wilde. Kiddush is recited before the first meal of the Sabbath in what religion?
Judaism.
Correct. In 2013, which Oscar-winning actress married Kylie Minogue's ex Oliver Martinez?
Pass.
It's Halle Berry. The mouth of what African river was first to be referred to as a delta?
Pass.
The Nile. Squidward Tentacles is the neighbour of what TV cartoon character?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Correct. Featuring a poppy on the bottle. Claire, £4,000. Happy with that?
More than happy.
Right, let's do it, shall we?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Claire, the trainee auditor, is about to be made bankrupt.
Ah, that's not nice.
We'll put some money on the table.
Yeah.
Three steps ahead of the chaser, £4,000. If you wish to take a step close to home, Chase will offer you
£400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you...
I think you can do this. £34,000.
Thank you, Hal. Big smile. Have a chat with your team. Rachel.
400's an insult, it really is. I think you should come back with four, because I think we could make a really strong team.
Cameron.
I agree. 400's a pretty ghastly amount after the great performance you did. You're more than capable of the £4,000, so go for the middle offer.
David, you've been there.
Yeah, you've got more time, Claire.
Yeah.
If you're confident, go for the big one. But personally, I think you'd better go for the middle offer. Do not go for the 400. That is really insulting your intelligence. You're 10 times better than that.
Yep, thank you, team. OK, here we go. 400, 4,000, 34,000 pounds. Claire, what'll it be?
I think I'll go for the 4,000.
4,000 it is. Thank you very much, Chaser.
Let's do this, Bradley.
Indeed, let's do this. Claire, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your question. Which tycoon funded the building of 2,509 public libraries across the English-speaking world? A. Andrew Carnegie, B. Henry Ford, C. John D. Rockefeller. You have put John D. Rockefeller. Do you know this, or is this a guess?
It's a complete guess. I'm assuming Henry Ford is the car chap.
Yes.
And Andrew Carnegie, is he cricket? There's somebody Carnegie, he's cricket, so...
Correct answer is... Carnegie, it is. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Carnegie. How did he make his money, do we know?
Steal, I believe.
Right. OK, he stole it. There you are. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's your next question. The loud cry of an elephant is known by the name of which musical instrument? A, a bassoon, B, a flute, C, a trumpet. You've put... trumpet. Yeah.
I think that one's an easy one.
Correct answer is... yeah, trumpet's absolutely right. Step closer home, well done. Chase has put... goes right, of course, with trumpet. Here's the next question. Speaking at Oxford University in 2015, which rapper said, one of my biggest problems has been my ego? A, Jay-Z, B, Eminem, C, Kanye West. You've put Jay-Z.
I think they've all got big egos.
Correct answer is... Kanye West is the right answer. Stand where you are. Chase has put. Here he comes. Goes right, Kanye West. Here's your next question. Need this right, Claire. Chase has one behind. We are four from home. Desperate to get you through. Good luck. Here's your question. The Drakensberg Mountains cover most of what landlocked country? A, Lesotho. B, Liechtenstein. C, Luxembourg. You've put Luxembourg.
Haven't a clue. Geography is not my strong point.
Right. It's got to be right.
I know.
You ready?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Lesotho. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Lesotho, takes us out four from home. Claire, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. The table's turned red.
I know.
You know, but you'll get to Cambodia.
I will.
And you'll get to Vietnam, you'll do that. You and Barnes, you'll
just
be off, you're having
a
great
string.
Time. You'll be fine, you'll be fine. But I wish you well, however. Right now you have been caught and View the Chase is over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a pleasant contestant.
I'm going to tell you something now. I don't want it to get ahead. You haven't got one wrong yet. You're on form.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's the end of that conversation. So, one through, one out. Cameron is up after the break. Can you do it?
Probably.
Probably? What sort of an answer is that? We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Next face of the chaser is Cameron. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Thank you, Bradley.
You are 19?
19, yeah.
Right, OK, a politics student.
For my sins, yeah.
And whereabouts are you studying?
At the University of East Anglia in Norwich.
Oh, what a fine city that is, by the way. All right, now, politics. If you're a politics student, what do you aspire to be? A politician yourself, an MP, or...?
No, I'm far too nice for that. I really want to go into journalism or something like history. I mean, like, even though I'm doing politics, it's a lot about history. You know, you kind of learn a lot about journalism as well, because you're writing a lot. Yeah. And I'm also nosy enough to be a journalist, so it's all good.
Good for you, good for you. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I love video games. I happily play them for hours on end, killing zombies, all that kind of stuff.
Really? OK, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would spend it on a pet rabbit, Lady Montagu. Obvs. I've really wanted a pet rabbit for ages, and the name came about just out of a video game I was playing, so, you know, why not?
But so you're a politics student, you want to be a journalist, you play zombie-killing video games, and you want a pet rabbit called Lady Montagu. You are an enigma, my son.
I've been called worse things.
Well, good for you, Cameron. Right, let's get you a rabbit. Shall we do that?
Let's do it.
Cameron, I wish you well. Your time starts now. What city is famously associated with the Routemaster bus?
London.
Correct. What 1992 Disney film is based on the Arabian Nights stories?
Aladdin.
Correct. Who did Harold Macmillan succeed as Prime Minister in 1957?
Anthony Eden.
Correct. What Scottish liqueur was advertised as Prince Charlie's liqueur?
Pass.
Drambuie. Which former ballerina co-wrote The Young Dancer with the Royal Ballet School?
Pass.
Darcy Bustle. Which future monarch was invested as Prince of Wales in 1911?
William the Fourth.
Edward the Eighth. Brendan Sheeran is the tour guide on what reality TV series?
Oh, pass.
Coach Trip. How was the American artist Anna Mary Moses better known?
Pass.
Grandma Moses. Which boxer represented Ireland as a featherweight at the Moscow Olympics?
Pass.
Barry McGuigan. What imperial unit of weight is approximately 454 grams?
1 pound.
Correct. The Cardigans' hit version of Burning Down the House featured which Welsh singer?
Charlotte Church.
Oh! Try to cram it in there for you. No, there's only going to be one Welsh singer. Two, actually. It could either have been Bassey or Jones, and it was Tom Jones. Cameron, £4,000. I think you're a better player than four. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Time to face the chaser.
Time to vote this Cameron out of office.
See, you did there, political student, political satire. I like the way you did that. Very good. Let's put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser. £4,000 if you wish to take a step closer home. Chaser will offer you
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you
£44,000.
Oh. Have a chat with your team. Rachel.
Oh. I'd take the £4,000. We need you back here. £1,000, you're worth much more than that, so take the four.
David.
It's a lot easier with the choices, so you've got more time. I would go for the four, but if you wanted to take the lower offer of 1,000, I actually wouldn't hold that against you, because I think we're going to need all three of us in the final chase.
Thank you, David. £1,444,000. Cameron, what's it going to be?
Oh, I'll never hear the end of it from my friends if I go for the one, and I do, touch wood, think I'm better than the one, so let's go for the four.
Thank you. Four it is, Chaser.
Let's do this, Bradley.
Indeed. Cameron, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The Roman goddess of the hearth had a temple whose fire was watched over by which group of women? A, soothsayers. B, sibyls. Or C, the Vestal Virgins. You've put Vestal Virgins. You know this?
Well, I was watching Carry On Cleo the other day, and they had the Vestal Virgins in that, so...
Correct answer is, if this is right... Carry On Cleo. Step close to home, well done. Chase has put... Goes right with the Vestal Virgins.
Because Vesta's the goddess of the hearth in Roman mythology.
Ah, I see. Here's your next question. Which of these TV shows is not set in Manchester? A, Accused. B, New Tricks. C, Scott and Bailey. You've put new tricks.
Yeah, I think this right. It's more in the countryside, maybe. I don't know, but I pressed it, so.
Correct answer is? Based in London, really, I guess, the home counts. Is that new tricks? Well done. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes wrong with Scott and Bailey.
I've never watched either of those. Any. Those
really?
Never.
Okay, here we go. Here's your next question. Including the Speaker, what is the minimum number of MPs in the House of Commons needed to make valid decisions? A4, B40, C400. Cameron. You better get this right. You've put 40.
I have no idea.
Why?
Because I'm a bad politics student.
That's fair enough. Correct answer is? Can't be four. It's got to be 40, isn't it? Well played. Well, step close to home, eh?
Apparently a better one than I thought.
Yes, indeed. Chaser has put. Goes right also with 40.
The Latin term's called quorum.
Quorum.
I've heard that before, but.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Here's your next question. Well played. Which former contestant on The X Factor made her West End debut in The Bodyguard musical? A, Leona Lewis. B, Rebecca Ferguson. C, Alexandra Burke. Ooh. I know which one it isn't. You've put Alexandra Burke.
I like her the best.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Alexandra Burke is right. Chaser has put. Goes right, Alexandra Burke. Very good.
Yeah, very good. She won the X Factor in 2008.
Thank you. One more and you're through. I've got to say, if you get this right, you'd have had three goes at 44 grand.
I know.
Cameron.
Yeah, I know.
Here's your next question. Which city beat three other applicants to be named UK City of Culture for 2017? A, Kingston-upon-Hull, B, Sheffield, C, York. You've put Sheffield.
Yeah, I put Sheffield, but now I'm second-guessing myself and I think it might be York.
Correct answer is to go through with 4 grand. It's Kingston-upon-Hull, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right, Kingston upon Hull. Good answer from the chase. A move to within three, we'll run from home. Here's your next question. What did George Bernard Shaw say the English people had invented to give them some idea of eternity? A, cricket. B, bird watching. C, knitting. I know what it's got to be. It must be. You've put. Cricket, it's got to be cricket.
It has to be cricket. I mean, it goes on for days.
It's so unnecessary.
Yeah, I know. It's my granddad loves it, but it goes on for days.
Ready?
Ready.
To go through with 4 grand, correct answer is... Well, Blake Cameron. Very good.
Played well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Beat him easily. Cameron, you're thrilled, mate, aren't you? He's absolutely chuffed to bits. Well done, Cameron. He loves it. Brilliant. Good man. Good man. Well done. Well done, you, Cameron. Terrific. Do you know what, guys? David, because you sort of romped home, Cameron, you could have been playing for £69,000. So that tells me that the chaser is not totally on his game. Rachel's up after the break. Now, will she then go for that big money, stay in the middle, or go low, or even take away from the 9 grand we already have? Who knows? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Rachel. Welcome to the show, Rachel. From Redditch?
Yes, I am.
Worcestershire?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's just south of Birmingham.
Yes. Now then, what is it you do for a living?
I'm an assistant project manager and it's for a house developer.
Right, OK. And what do you do for hobbies and stuff?
I like crosswords. In fact, I'm a bit obsessed with crosswords and I will often fall asleep just with a book open and my glasses perched on the end of my nose.
Right.
And, I often get my parents phoning me, just asking me random questions, and it obviously is a crossword question. No introductories, they just go straight into the question.
So, has it been a thing since childhood? You've liked quizzes and things?
Definitely. Always loved crosswords and things since I was a child.
All right, good, good. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
We'd like to start up our own business, me and my husband. We'd like to open up maybe a cafe or a coffee shop. We've worked together 3 times together now. We seem to follow each other. We actually first
met in three different jobs?
Yeah. We met in a prison. I was a prison officer in a male prison, and I met him there. So he was this side of the bars. Yeah. It was all legitimate. So yeah, that's where we met.
Okay. So what's your husband's name?
Nigel.
Right. Let's get you in Nigel's cafe. I wish you well. Your time starts now. Sacre bleu is an exclamation in what language?
French.
Correct. To what royal house did Queen Victoria belong?
Tudors.
Hanover. The TV series Wentworth Prison is a remake of what classic Australian drama?
Prison Cell Block H.
Correct. An octogenarian has lived for how many whole decades?
8.
Correct. Who became US president as a result of Richard Nixon's resignation?
Pass.
Gerald Ford. What city hosted its first Russian Formula One Grand Prix in 2014?
Pass.
Sochi. Who sang lead vocals on the hit Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
George Michael.
Correct. The moons of what planet are named after 2 sons of the Greek god Ares?
Mars.
Correct. Which actress featured in the famous shower scene in Psycho?
Pass.
Janet Leigh. The Scania rescue pump is a vehicle used by what emergency service?
Fire service?
Yes, fire brigade. The Cambazola cheese is named after Gorgonzola and what other cheese?
Pass.
Camembert.
Oh, yeah.
Cambazola. Yeah. Rachel, £6,000. That's good.
I'm happy with that. That's
you
good.
Bet. So, are you ready?
I am.
Time to face the chaser.
Okay.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Here's a crossword clue for you. Where Rachel's heading? 4 letters. E, X, something, T.
Give us another clue. Let's put some money on the table. £6,000. Mm-hmm. If you wish to take a step close to home, Chaser will offer you...
-£2,000.
But if you wish to take it closer to the chaser, he'll offer you. Come on.
You're a good player. 64.
Yes.
£64,000.
Get in. £64,000. Have a chat with your team. Cameron.
64. I mean, that's amazing. But bring the 6 back. We've got a solid amount and we need all 3 of us back here. You can do it.
David.
If you really feel like it, go for the 64,000 if you feel confident. But I would go for the 6. Let's the 3 of us get together. Yeah.
Thank you, David. There you are. -2, 6, 64,000. Ooh, goodness.
It's going to have to be the 6.
£6,000 it is. OK, here we go. Rachel, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. The modern-day capital cities of Podgorica and Skopje were once located in which former country? A, East Germany, B, USSR, C, Yugoslavia. You've put East Germany.
As soon as it came up, I thought, well, because it's his former country, so I thought I'd go for Germany. Whichever one of the ones that came up with Germany in it, that's all I can say, yeah.
OK, correct answer is... Yeah, Yugoslavia. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, Yugoslavia.
Podgorica, that used to be called Titograd before it changed its name. It's the capital of Montenegro.
Yep.
And Skopje is the capital of Macedonia.
Thank you very much. Here's your question. In heraldry, what is an animal described as natant doing? A, swimming. B, smiling. C, sleeping. You've put sleeping.
No.
No?
No, that would be dormant, probably. It's probably swimming.
Correct answer is... swimming, staying where you are. Chase has put. Here he comes. Him and his Latin, being a barrister. Yes. Do you, in your game, do you use much Latin?
No, not now. We used to in the past.
All the time. Bet it drove you mad, didn't it?
No, I used to love it.
Really?
I used to love learning it.
Did you?
Mm.
Yeah. You love learning, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Mm. OK. Chase is one behind. We're five from home. Oh. Come on, Rachel.
OK.
Here's your question. Good luck. Which author wrote the line, "All children except one grow up"? A, J.R.R. Tolkien. B, J.K. Rowling. C, J.M. Barrie. You've put J.R.R. Tolkien.
I don't know it, so it's a complete guess. I'd like to say it was an educated one, but it wasn't. It's probably... I'm not going to say what it probably is, because then if it is, I'll be really gutted.
What are you saying it's probably? What is it probably, then?
Probably B.
Correct answer is...
neither. So there we go.
J.M. Barrie, who wrote... who wrote?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
I just don't know it.
Do you think he knows this?
Yes, of course he does.
Here we go. Chaser has put. He's got to be wrong for us to stay in the game. Yeah, that was right. J.M. Barrie. Peter Pan takes us out. All out, double out.
James Matthew Barrie.
Yes. Doesn't help us, really. However, do you know what, Rachel? I'm sure you and Nigel will have the most fantastic coffee shop.
Yeah.
And when you do and you get it open, please, right into the chase, invite me along. I'll come and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and a slice of cake.
Oh, you'll be very well.
However, I have to tell you, you have been caught, darling. And for you, thank the you. Chase is over.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. Cameron and David, yes, David Cameron, have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £9,000. That's £4,500 each. Can they do it? We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Cameron and David have made it through to the final chase. This is £9,000 on the prize fund. That, of course, is £4,500 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B. That means, of course, our chaser, Sean Wallace, gets set A. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash builder round. Are you ready? Let's set a really big target. Good luck. Your time starts now. Where on the body are flatties worn?
David.
Feet.
Correct. Who is Prince William's only paternal aunt?
Cameron.
Anne.
Correct. What band leader played himself in the 1956 film High Society?
David.
Glenn Baker.
Louis Armstrong. The star Alnitak is part of the belt of what constellation?
David.
Saturn.
Orion. What meat is used in a Lincolnshire sausage?
Cameron.
Pork.
Correct. Napoleon lived his last 6 years in exile on what island?
David. Elba.
St. Helena. Czech Petrkorda was a Grand Slam winner in what sport?
Cameron.
Wrestling.
Tennis. In Tarzan of the Apes, what animal is Tantor?
David.
A gorilla.
Elephant.
Oh.
In 1967, which seaman made his debut as a Birdseye mascot?
David.
Pass.
Captain Birdseye. The Hindu newspaper is published in what language?
Cameron.
Hindi.
English. Ibadan's a major city in what African country?
David.
Nigeria.
Correct. Who was the original vocalist for the group Black Sabbath?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Correct. The leatherback is the largest species of what reptile?
David.
Turtle.
Correct. What nationality were the composers Delibes and Debussy?
David.
French.
Correct. Who played the title role in the film Ella Enchanted?
David.
Pass.
Anne Hathaway. In Sri Lanka, how many cents make up 1 rupee?
David.
100.
Correct. Who sang lead vocals on Duran Duran's hit Rio?
David.
Simon Duran.
Simon Le Bon. Diego Maradona had two spells with what Argentinian club?
Cameron.
Pass.
Boca Juniors. Ferro nickel is an alloy of nickel and what other element?
David.
Copper. Iron. What's the oldest train station in Bristol?
Cameron.
Pass.
Temple Meads. Dehydration's the loss of what?
David. Fluid.
Yes, I'll accept fluid. It's water. What do Italians call the city of Turin? Would have been Torino. Torino. 11 steps, lads. Safe to say, we will need some pushbacks.
Yeah, plenty.
Plenty, but...
We can do it.
You've got it, Cameron. We can do it.
Yeah.
Time to bring back the chaser.
They're unlucky. That's all I can say. Let's do this, Bradley.
Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right. They're pushing back one step. It's now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What is the sixth month of the year?
June.
Correct. What chemical element is common to charcoal and diamond?
Carbon.
Correct. In the TV series MASH, what did the letter S stand for?
Surgical.
Correct. Which British king visited US President Franklin Roosevelt?
George VI.
Correct. Ricky Ponting captained what country at Test cricket?
Australia.
Correct. Sony and what Dutch company co-developed the compact disc?
Philips.
Correct. In Italian cookery, rotelli and rotini are types of what?
Pasta.
Correct. What title links a Leon Uris novel and an Old Testament book?
Exodus.
Correct. Which former Spice Girl designed the Seven handbag?
Victoria Beckham.
Correct. Revolutionary Francisco Villa was better known by what nickname?
Pancho.
Correct. Namur is a city in which EU country?
Latvia.
Stop the clock. OK, lads. Namur is a city in which EU country?
Portugal. But... Yeah. Want to go with that?
Yeah, go with that.
We'll go with Portugal.
It's wrong.
Oh.
Correct answer is Belgium.
Ah.
Belgium. All right, here we go. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, which X Factor girl band had a hit with Change Your Life?
Girls Aloud.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Yeah, Little Mix.
Little Mix.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. Here we go. Time starts again. Now, Bush Babies are native to what continent?
Australia.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I just said Africa.
I'm
not 100%, but I'd have said Africa.
I'll go.
Oh, think... No, wait. He said. He said Australia, Australia, but that's not a continent. It's Oceania, isn't it?
No, no.
That's Australia, a continent.
Need an answer, boys?
I'll go with Africa, then.
Okay, yeah.
We'll go with Africa.
Africa is correct. Well played. Push the chaser back. Three required. Here we go. The time starts again. Now, how many apostles did Jesus originally choose?
12.
Correct. Who played vampire Barnabas Collins in the film Dark Shadows?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. I know somebody.
But it's not one of them. It's got to be one of the. It's a more recent one.
Yeah.
Need an answer, please.
Yeah. Yes.
Bruce Willis. I don't
know. I'll say Brandon Cooper. I don't know.
It's wrong. Correct answer is Johnny Depp. You weren't a million miles away.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, a low five is made with what part of the body?
The hand.
Correct. What Texas city appears in the title of a Tony Christie hit?
Amarillo.
Correct. Right, caught with 44 seconds remaining. Four opportunities to push back. Two executed. We'd have needed at least 21.
Yep.
At that rate. That's just the way it goes, though, guys. What can I say? I thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. I have to say, you're a very, very good team. I just wish we'd have made it and set a bigger target. I really do.
Yeah, we should have been faster on the final chase, but that's the way it goes.
Have you enjoyed the day, though, David?
Oh, it's been a great day. It's really enjoyed it.
I thoroughly enjoyed meeting you. Cameron?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's been an awesome day. Can't fault it at all.
Good. However, I have to take away the £9,000 and tell you that Cameron and David, you have been caught and view the chase is over. Chaser.
They're unlucky there. If they'd have set me a bigger target, who knows how the game may have turned out.
Because,
David, you were a fantastic player. Cameron, you chipped in very well. But at the end of the day, Bradley, it's just another day at the office.
Well, there you go. The chaser takes out my team with 44 seconds remaining. The question is asked, of course, can you take money from a chaser? Please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.